This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Doug Stafford Good Day program. Thursday has come upon us already here for our hour of detail or in-depth overviews of three or four important things. The conversation about how to protect ourselves back again, front and center, from terrorists and from people who would do us harm if we understand what some of these extremist organizations are all about. I thought it was interesting that the president at the military academy, U.S. Military Academy, on Wednesday used that time to call on Congress to authorize $5 billion to support countries who are on the front lines of terrorism. The fight against terrorism was basically the focus. The announcement of counterterrorism plans, the approach intended to address the decentralization of Islamic extremism, the Al-Qaeda organization founded by bin Laden still exists, but has been supplanted as the foremost jihadist force by a range of new groups that are all across Middle East countries, all across African countries. They're like an octopus with tentacles that have gone everywhere. Some of the groups do have ties with Al-Qaeda's central leadership. Most, though, make their own decisions, follow their own leaders, maintain independent sources of funding, and focus more on waging local battles than on coming after us in the West. And that's why most of the material that you get about Al-Qaeda or the way the news media or government officials will try to phrase this. This may be the first time Obama said something that really is right on for a long time when it comes to extremism, when it comes to Al-Qaeda, when it comes to Al-Qaeda really isn't the problem now. Well, they are and they are, but terrorism isn't so much of a worry. Maybe I should put it that way here at home. We spend all these billions of dollars on the TSA and the NSA, and people say, well, that's the reason we don't have to worry about Al-Qaeda anymore, because we choked them out. We thwarted them. We showed them who's boss. Nonsense. This has all been reactionary. There isn't one thing the government of the United States of America has done to be proactive when it comes to terrorism. Every single move has been defensive, not offensive. Every single move has happened after the occasion. You can say, well, the TSA says it stopped terrorism. And I would say to you, prove it. Give us one example. One time, one incident, one event that took place that might not have taken place, or they stopped it from taking place because of the way they conduct searches at the airports. Foolish. Nonsense. Hasn't happened. Same thing can be said for the NSA. What have they done other than basically harass the people who pay the bill? They've annoyed people in foreign countries. Leaders that ought to be on our side. We've weakened our position as the international leader by being a bunch of school-age bullies. That's what we are. America has become a bully. And we say we do it because we're protecting ourselves from this unknown enemy. And you can say, well, what do you mean unknown enemy? We know who the enemy is. Really? When's the last time there's any real damage done by anybody from Al-Qaeda? They've done all the damage. All they have to do is mention Al-Qaeda, everybody runs and hides. They've done everything they have to do. They don't have to do anything anymore. And the other outfits in Afghanistan and Pakistan and Syria and wherever else there is terrorism, Somalia, Yemen, these places like Nigeria with the Boko Haram group, those people, they're all after money. That's all they want. They want money so they can do more of the same thing, make more money. The Somalians, there's no government in these countries anyway. So they do as they want. They run roughshod. And so we equate that to Al-Qaeda, to terrorism that will affect, it's going to affect us. How has Boko Haram affected us? How have the pirates off the coast of Somalia affected us? They haven't affected us at all. Not one bit. All right. So the CIA is important in all of this, as you know, trying to keep a lid on terrorists and worries about attacks. So Victoria Jones is here with us in a moment to talk about the outing of that CIA agent in Afghanistan.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. For a limited time, Sam's Club members get a savings book with more than $3,500 in extra savings. Right now, you'll find fantastic deals on value-sized packs of Simply Lemonade, Italian Rose Fresh Salsa, Dixie Paper Plates, and more, all at members-only prices. Come into Sam's Club to get your savings book with more than $3,500 in extra savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Who doesn't love coffee? Well, here's a delicious way to now drink the best of the best coffee and have real impact that makes a difference one cup at a time. I partnered with BuzzBox Coffee, and now you can try a free pound of coffee. It's USDA organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and will save you money. 10% of future purchases go directly to our efforts to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision. And also support my Eastleigh Farm as well. Go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox. First pound, free.
Hi, I'm Jim Cook, and when I started Sam Adams, no bank would give me a loan. I got my startup money from my drinking buddies. That's why we started Sam Adams Brewing the American Dream. It provides loans to help small businesses get off the ground. During May, we're contributing 5 cents for every pint of Boston Lager sold up to $250,000. So enjoy the delicious taste of Boston Lager and help small business owners in America.
CB doesn't specially mark displays and participating locations. Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass. Responsibly.
Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Stefan and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
Some clubs are pricey.
$25 for a cheeseburger?
Some are exclusive.
My family came over on the Mayflower.
And some are snooty.
Is she wearing white after Labor Day?
But America's Best Value Wins Value Club is just right for everyone who wants to save instantly. Value Club members get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Go to americasbestvaluein.com and sign up today.
Now that's better.
The Doug Stefan Good Day program with Jennifer Ken and me entertaining Victoria Jones, who has been on and off associated with this program for a long time. She's the chief White House correspondent and a global analyst for the Washington-based talk radio news service. So, Victoria, the story here is that the White House blew the cover of the number one CIA agent in Afghanistan when the person's name showed up on a list of participants at the briefing with the president. How did one know what on the list of 6,000, did it say next to the name, this is what this person does? How did anybody know this person's name was associated with the CIA?
It said chief of station. And that is the title of the highest-ranking CIA officer in a country. And it was a list of 16 people who were participating in a military briefing with President Obama at Bagram Air Force Base in Afghanistan. And it was sent out to a Washington Post reporter who was doing what's known as the full report, which is the report for those who are traveling with the president. It was sent out by military officers to a White House press aide, and that press aide sent it out to the reporter. And it should not have been on the list. So the list should have consisted of everybody at the briefing except the CIA officer who should have been invisible.
How is it that this sort of thing happens? Is it this administration and its incompetence? Is it government, the business of government being too big in general? How does something like this, it's like we're dealing with sophomores in high school here.
Well, I think it's more like the latter. I don't think it's a question of government being too big. I don't think size has to do with it. Now, the White House has launched an investigation. White House Chief of Staff Dennis McDonough yesterday tasked the new White House counsel, Neil Eggleston, to look at, have a review at what happened. The process is make sure something like this doesn't happen again. I suspect it's carelessness. I suspect it's somebody who wasn't thinking, didn't look at it, made a mistake. I think it's probably human error. This is different from the last time that a CIA agent was leaked. The last time a CIA agent was leaked was deliberately by the Bush administration, when Valerie Plame's name was deliberately leaked to punish her husband, diplomat Joe Wilson, for criticizing the Iraq war. This seems to be inept. But we don't know the reason yet, but it seems to be inept. I mean, this is a very high-level agent in an extremely high-risk country.
So what happens to this person? Does he automatically get sent back stateside, get another job? Is his career ruined? I mean, that's really kind of what we're talking about. Obviously in danger, but what goes beyond
what
the danger?
What happens next?
Yeah.
Well, it's not clear, but CIA chiefs of space are usually known to senior government officials. They try to keep their names secret to avoid assassination attempts. And so that they can serve in undercover roles in other parts of the world. But this name went out to 6,000 press people. So their cover is pretty much blown as far as the press. It would be difficult for this person to get an undercover job. It would be difficult, I would think, for this person to stay in country. So we don't know what's happened to the person. The person would probably have family in Afghanistan. Whether the person stays there, we don't know. It would be, I would think, unlikely that the person would be able to stay in Afghanistan in that job.
Probably get a job in security in Walmart.
Yeah, or as a high-profile think tank.
Yeah. So now, you're not naming, and some other news people are not naming this person, even though his name is public. Why is that the case? We just don't want to underscore or make something bad worse?
Right. We don't want to make something bad worse. It could be a woman. I mean, it could be a man or a woman.
You don't
want to make something bad worse. Exactly.
So do you know the name?
The name was sent to me.
And so, oh, please, Victoria.
Come on, Victoria. It's just us.
Yeah,
you know.
Just us friends.
Yeah, just you and your hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of listeners.
Yeah, but we don't tell. We're good.
Yeah, we won't.
No, I know. You're discreet.
Very discreet. All right. So basically the bottom line here is that with a slip of the, not tongue necessarily, but a mistake, that in my rendering, different than yours, I think government is too big. I think that this particular group of administrators is lax, and so here we have this friend. Plus the fact, why are we still in Afghanistan? Yesterday or the day before, the announcement was made that, 9,800 troops are going to stay there after everybody keeps saying, we're going to get them out, we're going to get them out, we got to get them out.
There's something that somebody knows that keeps those troops there, though.
What is it?
Well, what was announced here? I was in the Rose Garden when the president made this announcement yesterday, is that 9,800 troops would stay in Afghanistan beyond 2014 if we're able to get a bilateral security agreement, which I think we will be able to, and then that would be halved by the end of 2015, and then by the end of 2016, it'll be down to just a regular security presence.
We've heard it all before. Victoria, thanks. White House reporter Victoria Jones here on Good Day.
Great Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Songs ever recorded, I think. Wait till you hear who's singing this.
Run where the brave cannot go.
He sounds a little bit like who he actually is. Famous actor Roberta.
Can I guess?
Who has played more bad guys and heavies because of his looks than anything else. Big, tall man. He's 92 years old today.
Wow.
And for his birthday, he teamed up with the Italian metal band Rhapsody of Fire for an album of heavy metal versions of songs from Broadway. This is Christopher Lee. Crank it up, Richie. Don Quixote.
You may bring to Mars into hell for a heavenly call.
You can tell from his phrasing that it's him. He has very specific phrasing.
Very, right. He's a very dramatic actor.
Yep.
He was the stars of The Hobbit.
Well, no, The Return of the King. The Lord of the Rings trilogy, not The Hobbit. And actually, that was one of the great injustices of Hollywood ever did, is that because he was cut out of the regular theatrical version of The Return of the King, the extended version he was in it, he did not get the Academy Award.
Really?
That the rest of the cast got, yet.
He became the oldest living performer to ever enter the Billboard music charts with a metal Christmas carol a couple of years ago called Jingle Hell. Jingle Hell, Jingle Hell, Jingle
Christmas
Hell.
Christmas like that, I think.
That's
fun. All right, so Christopher Lee delivers. You can find the story and the song at DougStefan.com. 92 years old, Christopher Lee. Who would have thunk it? Who would have even imagined that he would sing or sound like that? He's a Broadway guy. One of the things, it's interesting about the New York actors, there are this whole cadre of New York actors who basically are devoted to Broadway and maybe to off-Broadway, but they like acting I always make a reference to Chris Noth, who is now the owner of an off-Broadway theater. He got his start and loves, seems to be more in tune with, in step with, the plays that he's in on Broadway than the television shows for which he is most well-known. He took the act, the job as Logan on, when he was first getting started, as Mike Logan on Law & Order, the original Law & Order. That's how he became a household name. And then he's played in movies. I mean, you can, the guy is somebody that everybody knows, and you now know his name more because of Law & Order and perhaps because he's the husband on The Good Wife. But it's interesting to look at him now and see how he's matured. How looking at the early Law & Orders from like 25 years ago and then looking at him now in The Good Wife, I mean, we all are changing for sure. But it's sort of interesting and dramatic. On one channel, because I did this one night, one channel he was on with a rerun of an old Law & Order, and then you flip it over and he's the husband on The Good Wife, and you, oh, wow. But he's devoted to Broadway and New York theater and spends most of his time doing that. But in order to pay the bills, like the Broadway people don't make a lot of money. Certainly not in comparison, Roberta, to people that are doing television and movies.
Oh, no.
Right?
No, absolutely.
So anyway.
You do TV for the fame,
yeah.
Movies for the money, and yeah. Broadway for the love.
There you go. On that same page where you see Christopher Lee delivering his Don Quixote message, the message of getting a free pound of coffee from BuzzBox Coffee, the big orange box, very prominent on most of the pages at DougStephan.com. So click on it and get a free pound of coffee. You'll love the way it tastes and smells. BuzzBox Coffee, free at DougStephan.com. Here's something for all of you men who are listening, who are trying to improve your life. One of the things that you know is that your body recovers physically when you get a good night's rest. So if you're not sleeping well, your body is not going to stay in good shape. That's why Heart Factors Plus helps so much and why so many people get behind it. Heart Factors is an astounding cardiovascular supplement that has an effective combination of all natural ingredients that will improve your blood flow. All the reasons for you to call 800-577-8560. And by the way, if it doesn't work for you, you get your money back. Order it today, 800-577-8560. When you mention Doug Stephan, you get a bottle of CoQ10 and fish oil, a new formula that they've tried at Chamonix that I think you're going to like a lot. Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. For a limited time, Sam's Club members get a savings book with more than $3,500 in extra savings. Right now, you'll find fantastic deals on value-sized packs of Simply Lemonade, Italian Rose Fresh Salsa, Dixie Paper Plates, and more, all at members-only prices. Come into Sam's Club to get your savings book with more than $3,500 in extra savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
A turkitarian is anyone who can't get enough of delicious Butterball turkey. You might be a Butterball turkitarian if any of the following apply to you. You use wishbones to wish for more turkey. When people call you a turkey, you take it as a compliment. After you eat your Butterball turkey bacon, you miss it terribly. You think the best place to store a Butterball turkey deli sandwich is in your mouth. Your ideal serving size of turkey is infinity. If this describes you, join other turkitarians at Butterball.com and get an instant coupon now. That's Butterball.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 square foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Three after the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. A couple of listening notes, I guess. In a few minutes, we're going to meet Dr. Richard Amerling. I'm going to have a conversation with him on how the VA scandal has gotten itself wrapped around Obamacare. And I think I'll do that on the heels, actually, of a conversation with you about Mr. Shinseki. Then after we hear from Dr. Amerling, we have the lady who's been on this program before, whose boyfriend was on the Malaysian airliner that has disappeared. She's always up to date on what's going on, and she has some comments, I'm sure, about the latest release of information from the Malaysian government. That's coming up in a few minutes. Right now, let's talk a little about the pressure on Veterans Affairs Secretary Edwin Shinseki to resign. The pressure increased yesterday after an inspector general's report found that inappropriate scheduling practices have been systemic. That is all over the Veterans Administration. This guy may be a hard worker, but he doesn't apply his time well for whatever the reason. And as a result of that, the Democrats in the House and the Senate have joined the Republicans in issuing calls for him to step down. The Inspector General's report makes it clear the problems at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs are so entrenched that they require new leadership to be fixed. Secretary Shinseki must step down, says Senator Mark Udall, the Democrat from Colorado. We need new leadership who will demand accountability to fix these problems. This makes Mr. Obama look really weak and really bad, which may be appropriate here under the circumstance. Here's another Democrat, Senator John Walsh of Montana, who said the Inspector General's report confirms the worst of the allegations against the VA and its failure to deliver timely care to our veterans. And the president is called on to remove the secretary immediately. Now, there are a number of other Democrats who have called on Shinseki to step down. The Republicans were at it before. We know where Senator McCain is in all of this. He had a news conference in Phoenix and said if the secretary doesn't step down, then I will call the president to relieve him of his duties and fire him. I call on the president, said Mr. McCain, to fire him. Secretary Shinseki, I keep calling him different names, Shinseki, has given his life to serving the country, and for that we are in his debt, as says Buck McEwen, chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. However, the problems at the Department of Veterans Affairs have grown beyond what this nation can bear. You know what? Shinseki was a good soldier. Shinseki does have a good record. That doesn't mean he's an administrator. That doesn't mean he knows what the heck is going on at the VA or knows how to motivate the people to deal with their problems. In fact, many people who are leaders in the military do not make good business people. They don't make good administrators. They don't make effective members of the bureaucratic community. And so it may be he's a wonderful guy. It may be that he did a great job in the service. All those things are probably true, but he still sucks as the Secretary of Veterans Affairs. And so as all these people now, after the barn door has been opened and everything's run out, they call for his resignation, then, you know, I guess they think that they're taking the lead, but they aren't. They're all followers. They're all like lemmings. They're just, you know, they're grandstanding, as is the case. Representative Jeff Miller, chairman of the House Committee on Veterans Affairs, called on Shinseki to resign. He's a good man who has served his country honorably, but he has failed to get VA's health care system in order, despite repeated and frequent warnings. The Government Accountability Office, the Inspector General, all said the same thing. And what's worse is, in both word and deed, Mr. Shinseki appears completely oblivious to the severity of the health care challenges. See, that's what I get. It's like looking with the old proverbial deer in the headlights thing. You look at Shinseki and he just seems, okay, I guess there's a problem. Maybe we ought to look into it. Huh? The allegations are not just administrative problems. They're criminal problems, says McCain. So this growing chorus of calls for Shinseki's resignation has emanated, as I said, mostly at first from Republicans. Now the Democrats are onto it big time. Let's see here. There's a demand letter from Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia. He says that patience among lawmakers is vanishingly thin. Well, of course, these guys are going to get on the bandwagon. Now, they should have been on this a year ago, 2 years. They ought to have been on this when Bush was president, because the VA sucked then. Pardon my use of the term, but I can't think of a better way of referring to the service that many, if not most, of the VA participants get. I mean, there are always people will call this program at 888-302-3648. Doug, you're wrong. I had great treatment at the VA, and here's the story about my doctor. And you know what? That's true for a lot of people. But that doesn't mean that it fixes the problems that are so outrageous. It's a countermeasure. It just isn't right. So, with that as a backdrop, we'll talk now with Dr. Richard Amerling. And I guess basically I want to start, Doctor, with you reviewing how the VA scandal plays into government health care in general.
Well, it's a model for government-run bureaucratic health care. Bureaucracies all tend to suffer from the same problems. They lack real competition. No one is really watching the bottom line. In fact, their motivation within the bureaucracy is to try to grow their budgets, not shrink them. There are all sorts of gimmicks that are used to try to create outcomes as opposed to really incentivizing those that produce. And you see it playing out in the VA. They had this system in place where they had a mandate to have all patients seen within a certain time period. Well, they couldn't do it, right? They couldn't generate the system to create that, make that happen, so they just fudged the numbers. They created a false waiting list. Mm-hmm. And this is a problem with bureaucracies. They can't really make things happen, and they just tend to grow and eat up dollars.
Well, but the mentality, the mentality of this is that even if we all seem to disagree, or most people, 74% don't like Affordable Health Care Act, don't like what it's going to cost, all of the things that are coming into reality, but yet these things keep growing like a virus. And one wonders how, again, the medical profession, why isn't it that everybody who's in the medical profession who finds this to be abhorrent stands up and, as a group, the American Medical Association, for example, or some of these other groups, why in the world are they being so silent about all this?
Well, our organization, Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, has been very vocal, but we're a small group. The AMA doesn't really represent physicians, and they are in cahoots with the government. Mm-hmm. They make money by providing them coding systems. So they don't speak for physicians. And there is no national organization that really represents physicians, except ours and one or two others, Docs for Patient Care, I should mention. But we're small and underfinanced. So it's a tough battle. I mean, we are fighting this as best we can.
Yeah. So what's the future here? What do you think is going to happen? What's the crystal ball look like for you?
Well, I see a almost inexorable trend towards the increasing control over actual medical practice, and that is going to be done through various payment for performance schemes, performance measurement, things like that. In other words, they're going to try to impose a fairly rigid standard of care. There's this concept that everybody ought to be treated the same.
Yeah.
Well, that's really antithetical to the way I was taught to practice medicine, which
right.
is that everybody is different and they need individualized care.
It shows that there is no real understanding of what the individual needs are. We've all become zombies and robots to serve the government and its interests and not ourselves. Dr. Richard Amerling with some interesting thoughts here on Good Day.
What's the best way to bring people together?
T-shirts.
Custom T-shirts that you design online with Custom Ink. Custom Ink has created over 50 million shirts for families, teams, reunions, church groups, cheerleaders, companies big and small. On-time delivery is guaranteed, and we'll even ship your order absolutely free.
Start designing your Custom Ink T-shirts today and see why 99% of our customers say they would order from us again. Visit CustomInk.com.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com. Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in. Comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. 525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
I'm in Yosemite National Park to talk Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream with the Miller family. So how many itchy bug bites and rashes do you have?
33 bites.
34.
And a case of poison ivy.
It itches.
Do not scratch.
Miller family, relief starts now. Gold Bond has twice the itch-fighting medicine of hydrocortisone cream.
Ooh.
Plus aloe and vitamin E. It's fast relief on contact.
Feels better already. Who's up for a hike?
Look at the big kitty.
I'm out. Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream. Relief starts now.
Hi, I'm Jim Cook, and when I started Sam Adams, no bank would give me a loan. I got my startup money from my drinking buddies. That's why we started Sam Adams Brewing the American Dream. It provides loans to help small businesses get off the ground. During May, we're contributing 5 cents for every pint of Boston Lager sold, up to $250,000. So enjoy the delicious taste of Boston Lager and help small business owners in America.
CD does on special market displays and participating locations. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Responsibly.
Mom, you text so slow. Abbreviate. Use BTW for by the way and LOL for laugh out loud.
Well, I'm texting Dad to make a reservation at America's Best Value Inn. Got one for that?
ABVI.
ABVI?
America's Best Value Inn. Everyone knows their BVOTR, the best value on the road.
You're right. They have free internet and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels in North America, plus instant rewards with the Value Club.
You'd better text Dad to go to ABVI.com ASAP.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer and Ken and I have with us now Sarah Bajak, who is the girlfriend of American passenger Philip Wood, who was on Flight 370. She was on with us about a month ago, sort of bringing us around to the conclusion that we all seem to agree on, or at least you and I, Sarah, do, and I think people that are on the air with me as well agree that this plane never went into the ocean, that it's on the ground someplace. There are all kinds of stories, the latest from the Malaysian government. Is it more nonsense? How do you read between the lines into what the government of Malaysia did yesterday in releasing the satellite data?
Well, on the one hand, it's at least a tiny, tiny step in the right direction because, you know, frankly, up until now, they've never acknowledged a single request.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, at least that's an attempt at least to appear as if they're doing something, although it really is just appearances. We had asked for the same set of information that had been utilized originally to come up with the current conclusion of the Southern Indian Ocean, which would have included all of the different log file data, as well as the comparison data from other flights, algorithms, metadata, other kinds of components, and of course none of that was released.
Yeah. The Australians have spent a couple of $100 million to pay for the efforts to find this flight. Other countries have spent a lot of money. Malaysia hasn't spent a nickel, have they? Not a dime.
Well, I haven't seen any financials per se, but based on what I have read and interviews that I've seen, I think the Australians are probably just a little under $100 million.
Really?
And the Malaysians, you know, maybe only a couple of million. But in addition to the lack of spending, Malaysia has already collected on one of its insurance policies. So it has had one of its $200 million policies pay out.
So they've made money.
Yeah, well, not necessarily making money because that's a offset to an asset loss in terms of accountants speak. Remember, I'm a business person. Sure. Yeah, the plane. And it's a prepay against some of the other liabilities that they'll have. But still, it's helped to right them financially. And, you know, they've really done nothing for the families so far. And they've really done nothing to extend the investigation forward either. I mean, to the best of our knowledge, they've taken a single path, you know, exclusively towards the Inmarsat data and all the ocean searching. They've really done very little to follow up on any of the other lead streams.
So what do you think now? Mr. Wood is gone, and in a sense, I mean, are you admitting that to yourself? Or are you figuring, are you still hopeful that you might find him and be reunited with him at some point in time? What's your attitude? I mean, your whole life seems to have been turned inside out. People are breaking into your home. People are trying to, you have had death threats. I mean, what in the heck is that all about?
Well, my home wasn't broken into, per se. The journalist of that article was being pretty loosey-goosey with his wording. My home was visited. Now, I live in China. This is not an uncommon thing that the officials will check you out. One time, I'm quite sure someone was here. There was a very clear, it was almost clear enough that they did it on purpose so that I knew they'd been here.
Mm-hmm.
And the other time, I'm not sure that they've ever entered the property because it was only my next door neighbor's housekeeper who said she saw two people coming out of my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't have any sign that anything was disrupted. disrupted. So that's not the same as a break-in. You know, the government in a totalitarian regime enters into people's property all the time, and I don't view that as a threat. I'm a law-abiding citizen. I don't have anything to hide, so I don't consider that an issue. And the death threat was harassment. It didn't come out of China. It came out of Somalia, and there was a bunch of harassment for a little bit more than a week. Actually, it's closing in on 2 weeks. My brother happened to be visiting me at the time. He's a homicide detective in Seattle. And he looked at some of the threats, and he's like, you know, Sarah, there's nothing in these that lead me to believe that they know who you are.
Right.
You're
not
just right. some, yeah, you're like some random.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm female that they're harassing, and there were pornographic pictures, and there was indeed a threat, but I don't think they realized who I was. So I didn't, you know, it was just harassment. So.
Yeah. All right, well, I hope that things turn around. We get some more information. Sarah Bajek is the person who most commonly is spoken to about these issues.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $179, 2 cases for only $355, or get 3 cases for only $5.15, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Series of movies. Eastbound and Down, Jerry Reed, who was in Smokey and the Bandit, was number one movie during this week in 1977 because of lines like this.
What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
You know who you're talking to?
Excuse me.
A distinguished officer of over 30 years seniority. One of the most highly respected law enforcement agents in the United States of America.
Jackie Gleason always was known for playing everything straight. So the fact that he showed up in the... Well, he was in two of these, wasn't he? Chucker, if I remember correctly?
He actually was in... I
think they did three. They did a spin-off film with him. Well, they used his voice. I think they used his voice in the third one.
Yeah,
I don't remember exactly.
Yeah, but he was just so counter to type, and he played it so well, so silly. The whole thing was silly. But it was when you found out afterwards there's really no script to it, and these guys all worked their way. They just screwed around.
Winging it the whole way.
You know, the interesting part about Burt Reynolds is he was the biggest box office star of the 1980s. I think he was the number one box office action for 10 straight years.
And then
his career, he did so many silly projects, his audience just abandoned him. And then he reinvented himself for Boogie Nights, but then, worked here and there. I was a big fan.
Personal favorite line from that movie? Boy, when I get home, I'm going to punch your mama square in the mouth.
All right, Chuck Curry is here, Movie Moments, with some movie news in just a moment on Good Day.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you're looking for a cheap way to stay connected to the internet anywhere you are, head over to Walmart. The retail giant recently teamed up with T-Mobile to begin selling two inexpensive tablets that use T-Mobile's LTE service. Better yet, both tablets are eligible for T-Mobile's free data for life package, which means you'll get up to 200 megabytes of free mobile data every month. Neither tablet that Walmart carries can stack up with the best of the best, but that's not really the point. Whether you get HP's new $229 Slate 7 or Apollo's $179 Trio Axis tablet, you're getting tablet connectivity on the go without breaking the bank. If you love your device and you want to use more data than the 200 megabytes you're given, you can add extra data to your tablet's data plan at T-Mobile's normal monthly rates. That means you can tack on extra gigabytes of data for $10 a month, or choose from one of the daily, weekly, or monthly data plans that T-Mobile offers. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Hi, Chuck Curry. Here's an email that I got from one of our listeners named John Robertson, who heard us talking the other day about Mission Impossible, and I said I thought there were three of these. The first one was 1996, so he pointed out I was wrong. There were four Mission Impossible movies so far. John Voight in 1996. Let's see, 2000 was the next one. 2006 with Philip Seymour Hoffman. Jeremy Renner was in the most recent one, which was 2011. And now they're working on Mission Impossible 5, are they not? They've all been very, very successful movies.
Yeah, and the interesting part about that franchise is the last two installments in the four-part franchise have been, I think, superior than the first two, which is unusual for movie franchises.
Right.
But I really like part four. I love part three. I thought Philip Seymour Hoffman, the late actor, was amazing as the villain in part three. And yes, they are going to make a fifth installment. You know, the interesting thing about his latest movie, Tom Cruise, what is it called? Tomorrow, which opens next week. The trailers don't look that great, but for the advance reviews are tremendous, with a lot of critics calling it the best action film of the summer.
All I saw in the trailer was a bunch of creepy crawly creatures he was chopping up. I was interested and intrigued in Emily Blunt and how she has physically built herself to fit this role, and they seem to have an interesting relationship, at least what you can see in the trailer. But it's just more of the same monsters and chop them up stuff.
Well, it looks like Groundhog Day meets a big science fiction movie. That's what it looks like. But people seem to really dig it. I just want to point out, I'm in the minority here. I went to see Adam Sandler's Barrymore's movie Blended over the weekend.
Yeah.
And I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I don't know if it's me, but I just dig Adam Sandler. And I don't get all the critical hate for his films.
But they do nothing but make money.
Right.
As John Wayne said, none of the critics like my money.
Only the critics.
What did he say? None of the critics like my movies. Only the public.
Adam Sandler's laughing all the way to the bank.
Exactly.
Yes,
Chuck Curry, movie man here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. You can check his credentials out, including his blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond, in the contributors box at DougSteffen.com.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.